The newest piece of art for the new Ketchikan Public Library building is an installation called A Trip to the Library. Artists Yvonne Zerberts and Rich Stage were at the library after hours last weekend, working out the logistics of hanging the complex piece. KRBD's Layla Carey joined them and has this story.
Art isn't usually that noisy. Neither are libraries, for that matter, but once it's in place, the newly installed artwork will be quiet, albeit full of movement, both real and implied. The name of the piece, A Trip to the Library, is a play on words. It portrays a young man who's stumbled on his way out.
He has found so many books in this library that he wants to read that he has amassed this huge stack of books. And as he leaves, they are just flying through the air.
Zerbitz and Stage knew they wanted a young man for the main sculpture. Zerbitz says she loves the Guys Read campaign that encourages reading among boys. The sculpture was modeled after a real person who agreed to endure, well, here's Zerbitz again to explain the process.
We used Andy Pankow for the head cast. He was very incredible. He had rubber, I don't know how many pounds, like about 5 or 6 pounds of rubber and plaster on his head for 2 to 3 hours. And he was pretty amazing. I don't think very many people could do that.
Stage then sculpted the resin head cast so it doesn't really look like the model anymore. Stage, who was reluctant but not completely opposed to talking on the record, also created the metal frame skeleton for the piece, which isn't as heavy as it looks.
It's under a ton. It's all wireframe. It should probably weigh maybe 70 pounds.
We can lift him, but he's just awkward.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
His balance points are really crazy.
Yeah. So he's all hollow inside.
Other art pieces already installed at the library include metal sculptures by the salvage divas Rhonda Green and Anne Fitzgerald, depicting Alaska's wildlife, and a colorful, whimsical fabric tree in the children's section. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.